Power 94 WJTT, it's the homie Big Two, and you have entered the chat right now. We got Nick with the stats with End of the Chat exclusive interview.
What's going on, y'all? It's your boy Nick with the stats. You've entered the chat with me and senior running back over at Red Bank, Mr. Jacoby Sally. How does it feel to be in the playoffs and playing this well in your senior season?
It feels great. You know, I just kind of keep the momentum for my team. You know, we're trying to go far. We have big plans, big expectations. You know, at the beginning of the season, not a lot of people thought we were going to make it this far, but we just always kept our heads up and kept pushing what our coaches asked us to do. And, you know, it feels amazing to be in the playoffs and move on to the second round.
Definitely. And the injury bug's been a big thing for y'all, it seems like. But, you know, you've stepped in the injury for Oliver Merritt when he got out for the season, and you've been coming up huge for your team. And last week specifically, huge game for you, 23 carries, 240 yards, four touchdowns. What were you seeing on the field?
I was just seeing a lot of green grass, you know. My O-line, I love my O-line. They're amazing. You know, they open up the holes, and I just execute the plan that we established and that we write up in the boardroom.
Yeah, definitely. And a lot of green grass, I would agree with that for sure, because everything I saw on film and the highlights was just open grass. You're just taking off, and it was like 38-yard touchdown run, 40-yard touchdown run, 60, and just kept going and going and going. So great game for you, and on a six-game winning streak, averaging 18 carries, 144 yards, and two touchdowns a game. What can we expect Friday night?
You know, just another straightforward game. You know, I don't ever want to be over cocky or underestimate myself. You know, it's just we go out there and we do what we need to do and we execute.
With Thanksgiving coming up in the next couple weeks, what is the best Thanksgiving dish that you can have?
The best Thanksgiving dish? I would say it would be the mac and cheese.
See, one of your teammates last week, Matt Fowler, said mac and cheese, I think. So why is it the mac and cheese?
The mac and cheese is like, it's a great essential, especially like with, you know, the amount of cheese that you can put into it. Like, it's something about the mac and cheese compared to all the other dishes. The mac and cheese is usually like the first dish to be gone in my house. So like the mac and cheese has always been like a big essential to me.
I agree. It's the same in my house too. It's always the first one to be gone. So definitely agree with that. Wish you the best of luck on Friday night, and hopefully we can see you on in round 3.
Yes, sir.
This is Nick with the stats, and you've entered the chat on Power 94.